New Progress to Proficiency by Leo Jones. Unit 8. Have I got news for you? 8.4. That is part of the job. Listen to the interview with Jane Evans.
My name's Jane Evans and I'm a news journalist, which is a broad term for what I've been doing for the last 15 years. I've been news anchoring, I've been news presenting, I've been news writing, newspaper writing and producing.
And jobs like that always seem so glamorous and so exciting. And would you say they actually are?
Yes, of course they are. They are exciting, they are glamorous, but, and there is a big but, they are hard work as well. Now, when I say that to people, they say, oh, surely not, no, you must be joking. But they are hard work because you don't stop. You may have the most gorgeous, glamorous hotel room. You may be eating the most delicious meals, but you're still working, you're still thinking about what you're doing, and you're still thinking about the piece of television that you're making. So you're never really off duty, but, hey, I'm not complaining.
No. Fair enough. What about when you were a news anchor person?
I must admit that when I first started doing it, I didn't enjoy it very much because I was so nervous. Of course you're going to be nervous. You've either, when you're doing the radio news presenting, you know that there are possibly thousands, millions of people listening to you. When you're on television, they're also looking at you and looking at how you look and looking at what you're wearing, and they're also listening to what you're saying. Everything you think, everything has got to be perfect.
And have you ever had to present any really difficult news cases or things that have where the news changes all the time, where you have to think on your feet?
Well, that is part of the job. You're live on air. You've got a little earpiece in your ear and you've got the people in the gallery talking to you all the time. At the same time, you're reading the words on the auto cue, and if things change, you have to ignore the words that are in front of you on that auto cue and listen to what someone's telling you in your ear and speak those words. So, but that is part of the job. That's what you're paid to do. You're paid to look calm on the outside, while, of course, on the inside, things are all scrambling and you're in a panic. But your job is to present things calmly to the public.
What do you think are the most sensitive stories you've had to deal with?
Well, there have been plenty over the 15 years of my journalistic career so far. Some that really stick in my mind are having to go to the scene of accidents, for example, the Paddington rail crash. That's very hard because you're dealing with something that is very shocking. You're seeing something that shocks you personally, but you've still got to remain calm and you've got to deliver the news very calmly and very sensibly and very informatively. Another experience that sticks in my mind very vividly, one that I haven't been able to forget, is when I went to Romania shortly after the overthrow of Ceausescu, and I went to some of the hospitals there and I saw cots with babies in them, all of whom had AIDS or hepatitis, and I knew those babies were going to die. So those are stories that stick with me. They're, sometimes I think about them in the middle of the night. They're perhaps the downside of this profession, that sort of story. But even then, when you are covering that sort of story, there's a satisfaction in knowing that by covering it, you're telling the world what's going on, and what you're doing does actually matter.
Yes, definitely. So do you have to develop a way of detaching yourself?
Ideally, you should. I think all of us are human, and I have to be honest that after covering stories like those stories, like disasters, when you're dealing with bereaved people, I find it difficult to sleep for a few nights, and I'm only human. Every journalist is only human. But in the end, you have to try and put it to the back of your mind, because it is important that you tell the story properly and tell the story fairly and do justice to the people who are bereaved or the people who are suffering. That's the most important thing. But yes, it does affect me. It does affect every journalist who covers stories like that. But that is part of the job.
That's the darker side, certainly. What are the funny bits?
Oh, there are so many funny bits. That's the great thing about this career. And I think what you have to develop is a sense of the ridiculous and enjoy the ridiculous. There are times when I've thought, what a silly way to make a living. Times when I've been surrounded by herds of goats that are nibbling at my clothes, or times when I've been asked to deliver a piece to camera while hanging off the side of a boat, or I've been asked to jump out of an aeroplane and do a parachute jump for a report. And you think, why am I doing this? I'm scared, or I'm dirty, or I'm cold, or I've got animals eating my clothes. Why am I doing it? But then you laugh and you think, well, what a great, great way to make a living. And hey, someone's paying me to do this. It's ridiculous, but it's fun.
Is there a typical day for a news journalist?
Well, no, there isn't. And that is one of the most pleasing things about this profession, because you never know what's going to happen. If you're a news journalist and you're sitting in the office reading the newspaper, drinking coffee, you're waiting for something to happen. You're almost like another emergency service, in that when something does happen, you drop your newspaper, you drop your coffee, and you run out of the door with your notebook and your coat over your arm to the scene of whatever's happening. For example, I was sitting in Television Centre working for the BBC a couple of years ago when the news came through that there was possibly a bomb planted at a racecourse. They said, quick, get out there. So I got straight into a taxi, went to the racecourse and reported on what was happening, reported on the evacuation of the people coming out, and filed my reports. Mine was the first report to go on to the radio to say what was happening. It was a very exciting time. Another story I remember, again, I was sitting there reading the newspaper, drinking coffee, and my news editor said, quickly, get out there. Apparently there's been a murder, and I had to rush to the scene of a murder where it was a very sad story where three children had been murdered. And again, you get there first, you have to think on your feet, you have to broadcast almost immediately with the information that you have to hand, and then once you've done one broadcast, you gather some more information, then you update your broadcast, and so the day goes on. It's very, very busy, there's lots of adrenaline pumping, and while that adrenaline is pumping, it's very important that also whatever you broadcast is accurate. So it's a very difficult combination of things. You're inside, your mind is racing, but you have to make sure that the words that come out of your mouth or that come out of the end of your pen are accurate.